Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Well, increasingly, octopus is a dish that often pops up on a restaurant menu, but you might want to think twice about ordering it next time, because new reports have argued that octopuses, or octopi, are too intelligent to be served as dinner. So, if they're so smart, should we stop eating them altogether? Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Pat O'Sullivan, who is General Manager at Sea Life Bray. And you're very welcome, Pat, to the programme this evening. They're smart. I suppose we always knew this, didn't we, that they're smart, or did we? Is this a relatively new discovery?
No, it's the discovery's not that new. I mean, kind of the awareness might be relatively new, but I mean, it has been known that octopus are intelligent for quite some time, and you know, kind of that's part of their charm, and that's definitely part of what makes them so interesting, is that they are intelligent. That intelligence is so that they can be more effective predators in the wild. They've got a relatively short lifespan, so they need to be use that time as effectively as possible, and they've been gifted with this intelligence in order to be able to be very successful predators.
So talk to us a little bit about the awareness then, and about the intelligence, because I know that you have an octopus in your own aquarium, for example, that you make work hard for his lunch.
Well, I mean, kind of work hard is a very subjective thing. No, listen, I mean, kind of the thing about octopus are intelligent, and certainly they need to be stimulated, and they have to have a full and rich life. And in the aquarium, we find that what really helps with that stimulation, really helps with that enrichment, is to make it a little bit more challenging for them to get their food. So we could just drop the food in and they would eat the food. But by putting it inside puzzles, or whether it's inside a jar or inside a puzzle, where they actually have to use that intelligence of theirs to work out how they're going to get at the food, that works well, and that's what stimulates them. And
what kind of a puzzle, Pat?
What
kind of a puzzle? Give myself and Sarah a test here and see if we're smarter than the octopus.
Well, it's a physical puzzle rather than a brain teaser. If you put a food in a screw top jar, the octopus will work out how to unscrew the top of the jar to get at the food inside. Mm. Equally, you can put it inside a receptacle which is hidden inside another receptacle which is hidden inside something else, where they actually have to go through a series of movements and actually work out how they open something in order to access something else in order to get at the food inside that. So they can do those what would be relatively complex tasks.
That's incredible, isn't it? Incredible. Do we have many octopuses in Ireland, in the coast?
There are two species found in Irish waters. There's the lesser octopus, which is sometimes known as the curled octopus, and it's called a curled octopus because it likes to curl up its tentacles. And then you've got the common octopus. And the common octopus is then found further south, down as far as the Mediterranean, whereas the lesser octopus tends to be up in the northerly waters. And the common octopus would be slightly larger. But they're both relatively small. People have all these images and notions about these giant, you know, kind of shipwrecking octopus and kraken and stuff like that. That's all the stuff of fantasy. So these guys, as I said, they do live in our waters. They generally feed off, crabs and other creatures like that. So the only hard part of them is their beak, which they will use to crack open the shell of a crab, for example. They love crabs.
So having watched and observed your own octopus then, you know, opening his lunchbox literally to get his lunch, would you eat an octopus? Not him necessarily, not your own one, but, you know, as a general principle.
As a general principle, my views on eating seafood are, you know, kind of, and I would include octopus in that, I have to say now, I wouldn't, you know, kind of the level of engagement that I've had with octopus would have me shy away from eating octopus. But, you know, kind of at the end of the day, for me, sustainability is the piece. So the thing about it is that, you know, kind of we are, as humans, we're omnivores. The sea does provide protein. I think it's important to be able to feed off that protein. There are certain communities need to be able to do that. So just whether they can do that, do so in a sustainable way. And part of the problem with octopus, for example, is that how do you gauge how sustainable a fisheries is, you know, because they live solitary lives. They've got a relatively short lifespan of you know, kind of 18 months to 2 years on average in the wild. And, you know, kind of they don't have overlapping generations, because once the female produces the eggs, she stops feeding them and will just nurture those eggs for the remainder of her life. Mm-hmm. So that by the time she passes away, those eggs will be hatching out and the next generation comes along. So you've got generations succeeding one another rather than overlapping.
Okay.
Which then makes a whole issue around sustainability.
Well, look, there certainly is. I think there's also a whole conversation around eating sentient beings. Well, Damien has texted to say he's wondering, is it not time to just stop eating completely unnecessarily sentient mammals too, he says. Another person's... I knew as soon as I said octopi, someone's going to pull me up on that. But I do think there's actually a whole other debate as to whether or not it's octopuses or octopi. But Jane has texted in to say the plural of octopus is octopuses or octopods, never octopi, because it's a Greek word, not a Latin one. Jane sounds like she knows what she's talking about. So I'll leave it with Jane on that one. Thank you very much, Pat, for joining us to discuss that. That's Pat O'Sullivan, who is General Manager at Sea Life Bray. You can text us to 51551.